نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and His angels perpetually sends salat upon the Nabi, upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, send salat upon him, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا and send salam upon him. Salat and salam. We have been instructed to do two things. Send salat and send salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat is blessings. And salam is greetings. So salat and salam. As-salatu was-salamu. This is the Arabic term. As-salat was-salam. And in Urdu we say durudo salam. Durudo. Wow means and. Durood and salam. And in English, salat and salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, He has ordered us to do two things. Send salat and salam. Durood o salam. As-salatu was-salam. Upon His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how do we send salat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was beyond our scope. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to send salat and how to send salam through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was honored with Isra and Miraj, where during His Makki life, He traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis, from Baytul Maqdis to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. He crossed the Sidratul Muntaha, which no one has crossed before and no one will until the day of Qiyamah. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. He met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he returned again to Baytul Maqdis and from Baytul Maqdis he returned to Makkah Mukarrama. And all this happened in a split of a second. Not even a split of a second. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when I left for this journey from the house of my cousin sister Umme Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and when I left the home, I left the door closing behind me. So I opened the door and I left the home and the door was closing on its own. So he said that after this long journey, when I returned and when my gaze fell on the door for the first time, it was where I had left. It was still closing. So upon returning from this journey, he taught the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in at-tahiyyat, which we all read in tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. At-tahiyyatu lillah. All verbal devotions are for Allah only. All ibadat, all devotions related to the tongue are for Allah only. Was-salawat, all ibadat related to the body, physical ibadat, are for Allah only. So tasbih is only for Allah. Tahmid is only for Allah. If I say subhanallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say alhamdulillah, it is only to please Allah. If I say la ilaha illallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say bismillahi wa barakatillah, it is only to please, it is only for Allah. Istighfar, salat ala nabi. Any verbal devotion, ibadat is only for Allah. And any physical ibadat, tawaf, sa'i, qiyam, ruku, sujood, coming to the masjid to perform salat, it is only for Allah, only to please Allah. Only for akhirat. Wat tayyibat and all monetary devotions, zakah, sadaqatul fitr, bearing the expenses of hajj. Hajj is both physical and monetary. In fact, it is physical, monetary and verbal ibadat. So all monetary ibadat, all monetary devotions are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. As-salamu, salam be upon you. As-salamu alayk. Greetings be upon you. Ayyuhan nabiyyu, O deen nabi. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi, and the rahmat of Allah be upon you, wa barakatuhu, and the barakat of Allah be upon you. We translate these words. We say, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum, greetings be upon you. But this is the nearest we can get. Assalam is not peace, assalam is not greeting. The word assalamu, assalamu, assalam, if it is noun, Then assalamu, peace be upon you. Assalamu, greetings be upon you. This is the nearest we can get. And there is another opinion that assalam is one of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So assalamu alayka, assalam is upon you. Allah is up, that means Allah is upon you. Allah is monitor upon you. He is looking after you. He is watchful over you. Assalamu alayka. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is watching over you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and may his rahmat and may his barakat be upon you. Rahmat, the nearest we can get to is mercy. Wa barakatuh, the nearest we can get to is blessings. In Urdu, assalamu salamati. Wa rahmatullahi rahmat. Wa barakatuh barakatein. When we greet each other, we say the same thing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So we are making three prayers. May the salam of Allah be upon you. That means may the salam of Allah descend upon you. Or may Allah look after you. May the rahmat of Allah descend upon you. May the barakat of Allah descend upon you. And we normally say, may the peace of Allah descend upon you, may the mercy of Allah descend upon you, may the blessings of Allah descend upon you. This is the nearest we can get. But assalam and rahmat and barakat are comprehensive, very, very comprehensive. And in a nutshell, you can say that assalam means assalam means, rahmah means, and barakat means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower you with the goodnesses of this world and goodnesses of the hereafter, and may Allah save you from the evils of this world and the evils of the hereafter. So when we say to somebody, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we are making this dua three times for him. That may the goodness of this world and the hereafter envelope you, and may Allah save you from the shar of this world and the shar of the hereafter. Three times we are saying this. And when we say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is the same thing. So my brothers, my sisters, value these bounties that we have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we meet each other, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pray for each other. When we enter the home, we should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remember my late father, whenever he would enter the whole house would be aware of his arrival. Ground floor, first floor and second floor. In the attic also. Why? Because Allah had given him love for the teachings of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah had given him the yaqeen also. And as a result of this yaqeen, he wanted each and every individual of his household to benefit from this prayer. So when we enter the home, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we leave the home, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those within the home should reply by saying wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On the phone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When writing a letter, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read somebody's text, we just read it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a dua for you. Read it wholeheartedly. But we know there is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will not even read that dua. Such precious dua. We will go onto the message straight away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when you say wa alaikum assalam with wow, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that means may the peace and rahmat and blessings be upon you too. And when you say upon you too, it means you have already said Ameen to the dua that you have been given. And when a person says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is wajib and incumbent to reply. So when we read a text message, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read a letter, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Afshu salam bainakum, spread salam amongst you. It was his desire. Let us try to fulfill this desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by greeting each other and by spreading this salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the muhaddithin, they say that spreading the salam means, number one, frequently saying salam. And number two, saying salam as loudly as possible so it can go far and wide. That is also spreading the salam. If I was to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it may reach the fourth saf. And if I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it would reach the last saf of the masjid. So that is spreading the salam. And frequently, we leave the masjid, we meet somebody in the atrium, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We meet another person in the shoe area, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We leave the masjid, we meet somebody outside, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is also spreading salam. And this dua, this greeting, how valuable it is, you can gauge from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greeted his Nabi with the same greeting. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just imagine the value of this greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greeting his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not choose a special greeting. Another special VIP greeting. No. He used this greeting. Which greeting? This common greeting? No. No. Don't look at it this way, that instead of choosing a VIP greeting, Allah used the common greeting. No. Allah used the VIP greeting and He blessed us common people with that VIP greeting. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So let us not deprive ourselves. Ourselves also. If I don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you will not say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm depriving myself. Let us not deprive our friends, fellow Muslim brothers, sisters, and let us not deprive our parents, our wives, our husbands, our children. Inshallah, the individuals in our household, our dear, near ones, and our household will be filled with salamati, peace. It will be filled with rahmah, mercy. It will be filled with barakah, blessings. If we greet each other as much as possible, remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, returned from Mi'raj, he taught At-Tahiyyat. And within the attahiyyat is salam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the madani life after migration, Allah revealed this verse. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, stand upon this nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat and salam. So the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulallah, qad arafna salam, kaifa nusalli alayka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do two things, salat and salam. We are familiar with salam. We know salam because we have already taught us. Now the question is, how shall we send salat upon you? Kaifa nusalli alayka? How shall we send salat upon you? Salat and salam, both very, very virtuous. Very virtuous. It is the desire of every Muslim to send salat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is more beloved to us than anything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad hai matai alame ijad se piyara, pidar, madar, biradar, malo, jaan, aulad se piyara. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to us than the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pidar, he is more beloved to us than father. Mother, he is more beloved to us than mother. Biradar, he is more beloved to us than brother. Mal, he is more beloved to us than wealth. Jaan, he is more beloved to us than our lives. Aulad, he is more beloved to us than our children. Pidar, mother, biradar, malo, jaan, aulad se piyara. So who would not want to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best salat and salam is the one taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because whenever he spoke according to the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not speak of his own desire. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is nothing but wahy. It is revelation which is revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah taught his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how the ummah should send salam upon him and also how the ummah should send salat upon him. So when the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, قَدْ عَرَفْنَا السَّلَامِ, we are familiar with salam. We know how to send salam upon you. As-salamu alayka ayyuha nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. كَيْفَ نُسَلِّ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how shall we send salutations upon you? So beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُولُ, if you want to send salat upon me, then this is the method. Say, اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. There are many formulas of salam and salat taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has collected 40 salat and salam, 25 salat and 15 salam, and it has been published over and over again in millions. It has been published by the Islamic Dawah Academy also, with the title 40 Salat and Salam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught many formulas of Salat and Salam. But the best one is the one recited in Salat, which is known as Durud-e-Ibrahimi. Because the mention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam is made in this Durud. I am concluding now today's gathering. Inshallah, we will continue with this same topic next week. The barakat and the virtues of salat and salam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Indeed Allah and His angels. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Yusalluna ala nabi. They perpetually, they continually send salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So durud, salat, sending blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an act which is carried out by Allah and the angels. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Therefore, O you who believe, you also carry out this act, and on top of that, one more thing, salam also. Salat and salam both. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. So the question now arises that Allah has instructed us to send salat and salam upon His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many times shall we send salat and salam upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the ulama have said that it is fard to at least send salat and salam once upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a lifetime, once, it is fard. Because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every gathering, or any gathering, wherein the mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made, according to one opinion, it is wajib, incumbent. And according to another opinion, it is mustahab, to send salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least once in that gathering. So if in a gathering the mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made 100 times, then according to one opinion it is wajib, and according to another opinion it is mustahab, it is desirable only, to send salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least once. And thereafter, both opinions agree that thereafter, to repeat the salat and salam again and again, again and again, upon hearing His blessed name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mustahab, it is desirable. This is the Sharia ruling. But what is expected from somebody who has love for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time he hears the blessed name. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that although according to the fiqhi ruling it will suffice, but the most nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah is that person who will recite the most durood upon me from my ummah. So on the day of Qiyamah, our proximity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be according to how many times we have recited the durood upon him. So for example, if Mufti Sahib has recited durood sharif 100,000 times during his whole life, and if I have recited 90,000 times, then he will be more closer than me on the day of Qiyamah. Now it is up to each ummati how close he desires to be to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite accordingly. But for beginners, I would say that whenever you hear or whenever you read the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly with love. That is number one. Number two, whenever you write the name of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is against etiquette to write S-A-W. Write in full, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We prepare a 10-page document and we write full words in that document. And the only time we want to save time is when we have to write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Write in full, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the adab and this is the demand of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is number one. Whenever we hear, whenever we read, whenever we write, with immense love, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should find enjoyment. We should write with immense love sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, full, even in text messages, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, write in full. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, write in full. And thereafter, on a daily basis, read Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 100 times. Try to read Durud Ibrahimi 100 times daily and any formula 200 times. The shortest formula is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person is unable to recite the most virtuous Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one we recite in Salat 100 times, then recite it 3 times at the beginning. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Second time, third time, and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 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 and then again, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to your ability, in between Durud Ibrahim, and end the 300 with Durud Ibrahim. And if a person finds that difficult to, then begin with 3 times Durud Ibrahimi, end with 3 times Durud Ibrahimi in the initial stages, with the view of increasing Durud Ibrahimi up to 100 at least. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another 200 times. So 300 altogether, with the view of slowly, slowly increasing things to 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000, 2000, 3000. And there are people sitting in this very gathering who found Salat ala Nabi 300 times very, very difficult, and the very people are reciting on a daily basis 3000 times. Everything is difficult in the initial stages. But we have to start somewhere. So 300 minimum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on Fridays, increase this 300 to 400, to 500, to 600, to 700. And as you increase the daily quantity of Salat ala Nabi, increase the Friday quantity also. And if we are sincere, genuine, and if we feel little bit frustrated inside, that despite my wanting to send more Salat ala Nabi, why am I always busy and so many tasks crop up, and we pray to Allah, that Allah will make it easy, inshallah. Allah will put barakah, and we will carry out all the worldly tasks and deeni tasks while reciting 5,000 times, 10,000 times Salat ala Nabi, inshallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes in The Virtues of Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, a very good read on Durud Sharif. Salat ala Nabi, Virtues of Salat ala Nabi, that some akabir, some elders from my family, it is stated regarding them, and it is well known amongst the family, that their mamool, their daily practice as far as Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned was 125,000 times. They would recite Salat ala Nabi 124,000 times. Allah would put barakah in that time. So inshallah, we make a firm resolution that daily we will recite 300 times at least Salat ala Nabi. We will try to incorporate as much Durud Ibrahimi as possible. And we will do this with the view of increasing it in the future, inshallah. And every Fridays, we will read more than 300 times with the view of increasing accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Every Friday after the Maghrib Salat, inshallah, I will say a few words in the English language. And normally it is related to Durud Sharif, Sirat, Sunnah, or any aspect of Deen, because any aspect of Deen is part of Sirah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every Tuesdays, Maulana Ayaz Sahib, Hafidhahumullahu Ta'ala, imparts his Darse Hadith in the English language. And every Saturday, one alim from the Islamic Dawah Academy, ulama, from the lecturers at the Islamic Dawah Academy will impart in English. So we have three programs in the English language after Maghrib. Every Tuesday, every Friday, and every Saturday. Please, listen to these programs. And every Fridays it is our practice that immediately after the talk, for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, those who are able to, it is not compulsory. This is a discipline to facilitate, to make it easy. And if I was to say, okay, everybody leave now and recite it whenever possible, sometimes it becomes difficult. So it's not anything compulsory. But if you have time, if you are going to stay till Isha, if you do not want to engage in anything else, then for 10-15 minutes, for as long as you want to, send salat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those at home can do this at the same time or at a later time, but take out some time to send salat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, azan will take place at 10 past. Until then, we will engage in salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow, inshallah, the Friday majlis will take place at its normal time. After the Maghrib Salah. And brothers are aware, I'm sure they are aware because the text message has been sent. Inshallah, two Juma Salat will take place tomorrow due to the lack of space. The first Juma Bayan will start at 12:55, and after half an hour at 1:25, Juma Salat will start. And thereafter, Bayan will start at 2:10, 10 past 2, and the Jamaat will start at 2:40. Is that